you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. Reading from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, November 1st, 2022. Happy November, everyone. And if I'm seeming a little excited or I'm talking really fast, it's because I've been so blessed. Last Friday, the Pinnacle Forum gathering was here at the Great News Media Center. And Dr. Sheila Boozer was our guest speaker and presenter, and she was introduced by Orlando Thomas, also known as OT, or at least some people call him OT. And I so appreciated their storytelling, their heart for the Lord, their testimony time. I thought, I gotta have them a part of Testimony Tuesday. And thank you, God, how he can orchestrate and pull things together. In the studio with me is Orlando Thomas and Dr. Sheila Boozer. Some of you in the Springfield area might remember her because she was very influential in the school district. And so basically I have them both in the studio to share some of their testimony, life story, and I asked them if they could possibly replicate everything that they did last Friday with the introduction that Orlando Thomas gave to Dr. Sheila Boozer, and then some of what she shared about Hebrews and hope and how God called her to do something. And she kind of did the Jonah thing where she was like, no, Lord, I want to kind of do my own thing and go this direction, and how God guided her through. So, Orlando, I'm going to ask you to introduce Dr. Sheila Boozer to the Great News Radio listening family. And if you, Sheila, can share some of your desire and passion for ministering to children, helping know the importance of education, and just some of your testimony on Testimony Tuesday, I think our listeners are in for a real blessing.
All right. Good morning, Mark. Thanks for the opportunity. It is an honor and privilege to be able to introduce our superintendent, Dr. Sheila Boozer. Prior to joining Unit 4, Dr. Sheila Boozer spent 24 years in the Springfield School District, serving in a variety of capacities, teacher, principal at both elementary and high schools, as well as the director of teaching and learning. She was named the first African-American female superintendent of Champaign Unit 4 School District July 1 of 2021. Some background about Dr. Boozer. She received her Bachelor of Science degree from the University of Illinois at Springfield. She received her Master's of Education from Eastern Illinois University and her Doctorate in Educational Leadership from Illinois State University. Sheila has a loving husband, Lance, who has joined her here in Champaign, along with three amazing kids, and she just welcomed her first grandchild, Avery Rose, a couple of weeks ago. A few accomplishments during her first year here in Champaign: securing 2 4-year contracts for our support staff as well as our Champaign teachers. Those contracts include an extended school day to provide educational opportunities for our students, as well as professional development time for our teachers and administrators to grow in their capacity.
Which I think you said is a huge accomplishment. Usually it's every year, it's renegotiated, but by having 4 years, people can really focus and be encouraged, and the raises put the teachers in a great place so that they can now focus on helping students learn.
Absolutely. In addition to those contracts, we also have a number of students attending Champaign Unit 4 schools, over 10,300 students, and they continue to enroll on a daily basis. Dr. Boozer has been instrumental in beginning to implement our strategic plan, which was adopted in 2020. And if the readers want to see that, you can certainly go to our website and see those 5 major initiatives listed in the strategic plan. So with that said, I'd like to introduce Dr. Sheila Boozer.
And I'll also point out, now, when you were introduced to the Pinnacle Group, Orlando, I think Mark Kessler said you're like the nicest, greatest guy to be around. And you've also served, I think, 25, 30 plus years in the school district, everything from part-time, teacher. I think you listed about 10 different things, principal, and have various roles. How do you currently serve?
Yeah, my current role is the executive director of school supports and choice. And in that position, I'm able to offer supports for all 18 campuses in a variety of settings, actively involved in lots of our community partnerships, overseeing all of our athletics, safety and security, amongst a few other things.
And what I delighted in both of your testimonies last Friday and how you shared, you're both faithful followers of Jesus. You try to walk in step with his leading. None of us are perfect. I think, Sheila, you had mentioned a couple of times, it's not always been 10 steps forward. There have been side steps, and I think the Lord refines us, and that's part of that sanctification process. But you grew up in a family of pastors, father's a pastor, I think grandparents, many people involved in the church. So on this Testimony Tuesday, you shared a bit that you appreciate Hebrews 11. So tell us why, and then a little of your faith journey.
All right. Good morning. It's exciting. Yes, Hebrews 11:1 is my favorite scripture. I really live my life based upon having audacious faith. Mm-hmm. And so that now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And there are times in my life when I felt like things were not going in the right direction. I didn't know what direction to even go or how to move, step, or be. And so I had to begin to just speak faith into myself. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have to speak to yourself in order to continue on the journey that God has placed us on, because sometimes we just don't want to do, well, let me just talk about me. Sometimes I just don't want to do what God has called me to do because I feel like it's hard or it's not what I want to do. And so he has to remind me. And so in order to do the work and to be used in this journey that God has placed me on, I have to have complete trust and confidence in him and not in me, because without him, I am nothing. And without him, I can do nothing. And I do have my moments when I'm like, oh, God, I'm not sure. But I reach back and realize that it's the faith the size of a grain of a mustard seed, that when you can use that kind of faith to move a mountain, you can speak to the mountain so the mountain can be moved, because I'm getting too old and too tired to be trying to climb a mountain. I'm not climbing them, because the word says speak to the mountain. And so all the different barriers that I sometimes will have to deal with, I know I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and it's because of the faith I have in him. Mm-hmm. And so I love that. And so, yeah, my husband is a minister. My dad's a minister. I have uncles that are pastors, and my grandfather was a bishop. So it's all down in my family. I have aunts who are in the ministry. So sometimes you try to get away from things, but it's like I said, no, you know, I've called you. I've equipped you. I've qualified you. So now you have to just do what I've asked you to do, or what I've commanded you to do. And so here I am.
Yeah, you were sharing that Jonah story. And you, like many people, you want to make money and successful career. And walk us through, we're working in a bank, and how God, through this enormous interview process, there was 40 other candidates, and it was grueling to get this position. So it's a great honor. You have the credentials, the background experiences, the talents to pull it off. But you were really seeking other ways to further your career.
Yes. So growing up, I knew I wanted to be a teacher when I was growing up. I would play school all the time with my siblings, and they would be my students. And sometimes my Barbie dolls were my students or what have you. Knew I liked to be a teacher. And I think sometimes it's just because being the oldest, you want to be in charge. But I didn't go that route. I went into mortgage banking, and I went into commercial banking. I thought there was better opportunities, better money, climbing the corporate ladder, that thing. But I wasn't happy because it's not about the money, which I thought it was. It's about walking in God's purpose and making a difference in people's lives. And so with education, that's what God called me to do, and called me into teaching. I will always be a teacher. Even though I'm a superintendent, I still am a teacher, and I'm an educator. So when God said, I want you to go into education, I wanted to be like Jonah and do what I wanted to do. And so, you know, sometimes when you try to do your own thing, it makes your life miserable. We cause our own barriers. We cause our own trials and tribulations because we want to be hard-headed, stubborn. And so I said, I apologize, Lord. Okay, yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. So here I am. But when I was told the position was going to be open in Champaign for superintendent, I was content with doing what I was doing in Springfield. I love my Springfield family. Two of my kids are still there. My parents are there, family, friends, my church home. And so I was like, I don't want to leave all of this. But God said, I have something else for you to do. And so when the position came open, I tried to avoid it. I tried to pretend like I didn't hear what was being said to me. I was told that the position was going to be open and you'd be the great replacement. And I'm like, no. Sometimes we get amnesia. We choose to be hard of hearing. Mm-hmm. Our comprehension sometimes goes out the window. But when God has something for you, He will make a way. He will open the doors. We don't have to try to bust down doors or make ways for us, because the Word says our gift will make room for you. And so here I am. I went through the process, and I tell people all the time, the interview process, I think, was more difficult and more grueling than the actual job is itself. And don't get me wrong, this job is hard. It's hard work, but it's also heart work. Mm-hmm. And you got to have a strong faith and be rooted and grounded in order to do what God has called you to do in a place that you've never really been before. And it kind of reminds me of Abraham and Sarah when they had to leave what they knew and to mm-hmm. go on a journey to do what God had called them to do. And you're going to an unknown place. Well, I knew Champagne, but I really didn't know Champagne.
Yeah.
So coming to a place and starting over, building new friendships and learning how the system works and doing what God has called me to do, you have to have faith, because I have to rely upon Him, because the things I knew or I thought I knew were not good enough. And so I had to trust on Him, in Him. So I have to learn to speak life, because as I'm here in Champaign, I see and feel a spirit of heaviness,
mm-hmm.
and I encounter a lot of teachers who were looking for something different. I encounter students and families who are feeling hopeless. And so it's like, okay, God, why am I here? And He said, because I placed you here to do a work for me, mm-hmm. and do it in a way that people can see and feel and experience hope. And so it's like, okay, God, but this door is heavy. This work is heavy. This load is heavy. And He said, but you don't have to do it on your own.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm here with you. I'm guiding you. Just trust and believe in me. And so I tease all the time that I'm not a morning person.
Mm-hmm.
So to be here on the radio in the morning is like, okay, yes, but I'm enjoying it. I'm a night person. And so God deals with me in the midnight hour. And there sometimes feels like there's a lot of midnight hours in the work itself. It can be broad daylight, mm-hmm. but it feels like it's a midnight hour. But God gives me the strength to carry on. He gives me direction. He gives me the words that I need to speak right there in that moment, and to give people what they need at that moment, and also to pour into others. And then as people are pouring into me, because as I'm meeting different individuals in Champaign, people are coming and saying, Dr. Boozer, how can we help you? What do you
mm-hmm,
need?
Mm-hmm.
And people are praying for me. And that's what I often say. Just pray for me. Lift me up. Call my name out, because I want to be who God has called me to be in a time such as this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's reassuring knowing that I don't have to do this by myself, because I can't. When you come to realization that without Christ, we're nothing. And I know that. I breathe that. I understand that. And so I'm thankful, because I also have a husband who is amazing.
Hmm.
He is my encourager. He knows when to pray for me. He knows what to say to me. He knows when to intervene. And just knowing you have that person that has your back all the time, no matter what. And he doesn't have to always say something. And I don't always have to say something. He knows. And he looks. We look at each other.
Mm-hmm.
Been married for 33 years. So
praise the Lord.
Yes, yes. And that's something I'm excited and happy for. And then when you have a family that has your back, who supports you no matter what, and when you have a work family, I love my work family. We have great times in cabinet. We can be very candid. We can be open. We can be ourselves. And we're there to support and lift each other up.
I'm going to jump in here because, Orlando, you were part of the interview process. And I think you said your team alone had at least 3 interviews with Dr. Sheila Boozer. And she has this audacious faith. I think that's a real great word that you've used, Sheila. But she speaks hope into various situations. I think you've seen that. And I think she says something like, you know, having a great day at Unit 4 or something like that. Speak about the impact you see her having, because you've been around for many years, but you really said it's been wonderful how she's built this team and that cabinet of 12, how they make decisions and talk through things and communicate, and some of the skills that she's brought, bringing Christ not just through her word, but through her actions and her passion for the students.
Absolutely. I think her mantra it's a great day, and Unit 4 has reminded us that we get the opportunity to help create the narrative that we want people to know and feel and hear about Champaign. And that narrative includes amazing things that are happening each and every day. So we have been more intentional in sharing the great things that are happening. Just read the paper. We're in it a lot. We've had state championship athletes. We've had students earn millions of dollars of scholarships. We've had award nights, active PTAs at all of our campuses, just a variety of awesome things. And so that hope is about focusing on what is good. And not that the job is not challenging, but we have so many amazing things happening with our students, families, teachers, and our staff. And so doing a better job in having that be our focus each and every day. And so it is a great day in Unit 4.
Now, Sheila, we opened up the program with that Hebrews 11:1 passage. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. You had some thoughts about Champaign-Urbana, not knowing much about it. You've been here a little over a year, but you have this strong sense, the same as Chief Tyler and other pastors and leaders that are in this community, that God is at work, that He wants the best for the people, and you want to bring a sense of hope and unity and teamwork. So maybe talk about how our listeners can pray for you specifically and what you hope God does in the coming days.
Sure. That's a great question, Mark. So let me go back to something that OT talked about when my mantra, it's a great day in Unit 4. I say that because I have to speak it into existence. When I kept asking God, why Champaign? Because I was very content in staying in Springfield. My family, friends, everything I knew was there. But God said there's something more. It's not just Unit 4. It's the community at large. It's more than what you can see. And so when I got here, I could sense and feel a spirit of heaviness over Champaign. And I'm like, okay, what is this? But you could see the despair, the trauma that was happening, the evil feelings that people were taking out on each other, the killing. And it's like, okay, God, what is it? And He just said, it's a spirit of heaviness, it's a spirit of wickedness that is hovering over Champaign, and I'm going to use you and others to lift that, to bring back and to restore who I am in Champaign, and to also restore and to bring peace and hope, because that is what is missing, and people are feeling it. And I know the pandemic had something to do with it, but it's beyond that. It's more than that. And so I say it's a great day, and people sometimes look at me and go, how can she say that when this is going on? Because I know who my Savior is. I know where my hope belongs, and I know who sent me here and who's in control. It's not what you see, it's what you know. So I know it's a great day because we're here. We have activity of our limbs. In our right mind, we can see, and we speak hope and life. I don't need to tell someone who is going through a terrible time, oh, you're going through a terrible time. You're experiencing a lot of trauma. You know that already. Yeah. My job is to speak life and hope and to pour into them. So I don't want someone keep telling me that this negativity exists. We don't need to be reminded of that. We need to give people hope because we can see beyond what they're experiencing right now. And so because of we know who God is and because we know what He's done in our lives, it's our responsibility to provide that to others. And I don't have to run around with a Bible in my hand and thump people over the head and say, believe in Jesus. My light can shine. My life should be able to be seen and understood who I am because we are living epistles read of men. So day by day, we pour hope into others. And then when people ask, what is so different about you? That's my key. And I can let them know who God is in my life. And if you want the same thing, you can have the same thing. And I'm not saying everything is easy and rosy, but I know I have somewhere I can take my burdens to and lay them there and say, God, you brought us to it, and I know you can bring me through it. And so I want to be able to do the same thing for others.
listening friends. I don't know how your superintendent of schools is with our vast listening area, but they need our prayers, all the teachers, all the support staff, those that fill in. These leaders can have such an impact, and I think there's 10,300 students in this Unit 4 that Dr. Sheila Boozer oversees with a great team that she's building, utilizing the skills of Orlando Thomas and others, and I just wanted to raise the awareness because there's teachers in your area throughout Central Illinois, West Central Indiana, and for that matter, the teachers that have so many roles in raising up children and pointing them towards God, maybe not through having the Bible laid out on their desk, but just through their actions, through their care, through their loving, being that ambassador for God in that classroom. And so, Dr. Sheila, we so appreciate your calling, coming to the greater Champaign-Urbana area. It seems like God is really raising up different leaders. And as I mentioned, I invited you to our prayer gathering. We're meeting this Thursday at 7 p.m. We won't be at the Great News Media Studio. We'll be across the parking lot in the mall right next to us. I'll have more to say about that for those of you interested in joining us for a time of prayer. And we're going to be praying up Dr. Sheila and Orlando and all those teachers that have that significant role. We're all influencers, and we can influence people towards good things by praying for them, by doing kind things. Sheila even mentioned just sometimes it's just a smile or a caring, affirming word. It can just be acknowledging their value and their worth. They're created in God's image. And so we appreciate how God has called you to our area. And maybe, Sheila, in our closing moment or two, pray for the teachers, the staff, those that have that important role today to influence students.
Sure. Father God, we just want to thank you right now for who you are and what you're doing in our lives, oh God. And God, we ask that you look across and touch every single teacher that's under the sound of my voice and those that cannot hear what we're saying right now, but let them feel and know that you are with them each and every day. The job that you have charged them to do to change the trajectory of the lives of the students that come into their classrooms on a daily basis, oh God, give them the strength, the wisdom to know that they can do this, oh God. Protect them each and every day, oh God, because sometimes we know that there are things that come against our teachers that no one else understands, but God, you understand. And sometimes they don't know exactly what to say or exactly what to do, but God, we ask you give them wisdom, oh God. Give them peace. We ask that you bless each student that walks through the doors, oh God, and open up their understanding, oh God. And Lord, we ask that you utilize our teachers to touch our children. Give our children a sense of hope, oh God, and their families, oh God. And when they leave those classrooms, they're not the same as when they went in, oh God. But they are better because of the teachers that you have placed in front of them, oh God. And remind our teachers that they are vessels, oh God, willing to be used by you, that this is a powerful ministry, oh God. There's nobody like a teacher who understands their assignment, oh God. And their assignment is to change the lives of our children each and every day for the better. And we just want to give your name the glory, oh God, and protect every school. Because, God, we know there's evil lurking and trying to destroy, but we bind it up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just want to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise that you so richly deserve.
Amen and amen. If you missed a portion of today's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org, also at wluj.org under the Mark and Friends tab. In the studio with me is Dr. Sheila Boozer and Orlando Thomas. Thank you for carving out time and being available today. And listening friends, be praying for our teachers, those that have that unique special calling to help raise our children up in the ways of the Lord and just to educate them, to help them be good citizens in the days ahead. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Orlando Thomas, and Dr. Sheila Boozer with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
Are we teaching the truth in love? Telling it like it is, while holding pure motives and showing that we care. Are we teaching the truth in love? Oh, a man came to my Jesus. single one. But Jesus said there's something that indeed he did lack. Yes, the Savior told the truth. He didn't hold the message back, 'cause he was teaching the truth in love.